All my cuddly players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for February 4th, 2022. This week's nail polish is called 345, which means that two Duffmen, a Libby, Apostolos, Assembly, Akathri, Heth, Jekyll, and Shanahan are all correct. Well done, y'all. The new season, season 50. Can we take a moment and be in awe together? 50 seasons? It's incredible. Anyway, the new season is 5 days old, so prepare for a shorter episode. Yes, I am capable of doing shorter episodes. Thank you very much. You just wait for the Olivia interview and you'll be glad I saved you some runtime this week. A bit of unfinished business for season 49 first. We have to talk about the championship match, of course. NA Smith 99 met Akuchi, one of only two players to win a tournament match against him in the last 6 months. The other, of course, being Chashu in the GMGP finals in July. Now, I have to admit, the memory of this champ match is not very fresh in my mind, so I can't actually tell you exactly what went down. All I remember is it wasn't a race down to the last game, and NA Smith won. So he took his fifth title overall, fourth title in a row. Congratulations to our top player. The new season has kicked off. Aku played his first match already, ending up with a tie against Sammy. Our B divisions have made a quick start to this glorious season 50. Both Apostolos and Shanahan have already played 3 matches. In B1, Mixinok is currently on top after he won his first match. In B2, Amoffat 11 and Negative are tied at the top for now. In C1, Minionpon and Xyrex are tied in number 1. Yoma is at the top of C2 after his first match of the season. Lemonspawn took first position in C4. And no matches have been completed in C3 as of now. Shot is currently in the lead of D2. The Pixie and Kavo Sapien tied their match and are now tied in first position of D4. We welcome Cave back for the league anniversary after a 4-season hiatus. Also, I typoed in the script and it read Kavo Spain. And there are no completed matches yet in D1 or D3. In E1, we welcome a new player to the league, Ender X1X, I don't know, who is leading the division after their first match. In E4, Navis Awesome holds the top spot for now. Ellen de Talon is a number one of E5, Jekyll is in first position of E7, and that's all for E tier regarding completed matches. By the way, Navis Awesome might also be a new player. No. Okay, it's the second season for them. But the first and only other season they played was season 34. Wow. So welcome back, Navis Awesome. For BCDE championships, again, we didn't have a B League championship last season. So this is all for season 49. But we crowned a C champion, Kazumaru OA28, a D champion, Nizala, and an E champion, Kitiri. Congratulations to all of you! With this, we have reached the result comment shoutout section. I only collected 3, but they're good ones, I feel like. So the first one is from J4MOAT, played 1.5 against Final Thoughts. And Mode says, hooray for season 50! Yeah, we really need to celebrate this more, I feel like. We had... oh, I think that must have been the quarterfinals of small games, where Yorike played 3-2 against Kruskin. And Yorike says, when Rozzy says we have to play, we play. And the last one, so this was really fun, was for Big Games. AJL828 tied J True Piano, and AJL says, one of the boards had 0 non-terminal action, and I took that personally. And then J True answered, it really was an affront. So, I mean, this league is 5 days old, and I know I've come to expect the unexpected from league players, but 5 days have not been enough to bring forth a member of this season's significant league club. I mean, I'm very sure that in 2 weeks we will have plenty of members. Moving on to size games. In big games, S Sounder remains at the top of overall rankings with 75% still. At Detector is in current second place with 68%. In medium games, we advance to the single elimination stage of the tournament. Chada Teo, Eshikur, Hamperboy, Snowbizzy, Emily FD, and 6K3W7IV5TG28 all advanced. 6K won the quarterfinal against Emily and the semifinal against Snowbizzy and is currently awaiting the winner of the second semifinal that Chada Teo will play against either Eshikur or Hamperboy. Good luck to all remaining players! In small games, JC645, Yorike, Kruskin, Tornado, Rainbow Chalice, and Talpa Europea all advanced to the bracket, where Yorike and Tornado won the quarterfinals but lost their semis against JC645 and Talpa, who will face off in the grand finale of Small Game 16! Good luck! So, I was asked to report on the Dominion Creative Tournament. It's a very intimate one with only 6 players. We're almost at the end of the round robin stage with only 1 match left to be played. Overall standings are led by Jekyll with 75% wins, then Team OK with 65% and S-Sounder with 60%. For German League, so far 47 people are playing in League, which makes it already more than played last year, I think. The different tiers have grown in size, as you may imagine. We now have 11 players in Platinum tier. Ranks 5 to 1 are, as of now, RTT, Tufte, Chestik, El Taco, and the reigning German champion Nezala. There was an official German League tournament this past weekend that 34 players participated in. Snickers 97, actually like Snicker 97, Tortuga 1, Tufte and Jens made it into playoffs, where Tufte took gold over Jens in second and Snickers in third place. Snicker 97 is a really cool name. For my personal weekend games, I played my first ever F League match and I won! I am so happy. I'm really happy. At the German League tournament, I won 3 games, lost 3 games, which is solid, I guess. I am currently in the silver tier. So, for style guide, no particular match, but I would be remiss not to mention monster supercut of J-Nails hating on gold. If you haven't watched it, it's like really short and it's just, yeah, J-Nails hating gold. It's fun. It's lovely. Which brings us to the preview. So there's like lots and lots of World Cup matches today and especially tomorrow. Like tomorrow is ridiculous. Like, it's such a long list of matches. I'm not gonna read all that. So here's a selection. Today, 23 UTC. Ugh, what just happened? Today, 23 UTC, Sam E will play NA Smith 99 for Ligue A, of course. Yoi Furo will play Lemon Spawn tomorrow, that is Saturday, 13 UTC for League C, and then at 15 UTC, Triple Range Merge will play Nezala, and Zyrex will play Minion Pawn, also for League C. Visionar will play JP Otze at 16 UTC for League D, and then Assemble Me will play Holtz. I think they have 3 games left of their match for League C at 20 UTC. And then on Sunday, Akuchi will play Sidero 1 at 1 UTC for League A. Yurika Momo will play Bobby DJ 18 for League C at 12 UTC. Monk FSH will play UExodus for League C at 15 UTC. And then the Saturday after tomorrow, so next Saturday, February 12th, Yoifuru will play Rust 2 for League C at 6 UTC, and Heth will play Mord for League D at 9:30 UTC. And also, Donald X has announced that the previous week for Allies will be the week starting February 28th. So that's definitely something to look forward to. So for the veggie corner, I wanted to tell you about my love for garlic. And I have a story for you that's only tangentially about garlic. But back in the day, when I still ate everything, I would have tuna every now and then. And the standard thing they ask you is if you want all the veggies, salad alles, and what sauce you want, Knoblauch, Kräuter, Schaf, so garlic, herbs, or hot sauce. And since people working at the tuna places read me as a woman, instead of asking Salat alles, Soße, they'd ask Kräuter ohne Zwiebeln. So just assuming because I'm a woman, I would pick the herb sauce and no onions. And I do believe that they have a sufficiently stable database for this assumption, but it always bugged me. Anyways, now at the Lebanese places, I always take garlic sauce if it's vegan. Because I love garlic. So I have been trying to think of insects I actually genuinely like. And I don't think there are any. Like, I don't mind flies or bees or wasps or ants, but also I don't need to share space with them. I think the coolest insects of all, in my humble opinion, are mantises. But do I want to share space with them? No. 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 And this brings us to SpecChat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. So there is a podcast called No Gorge with Violet Tschotschke and Gottmik, and you can also watch videos of them doing their episodes on YouTube, which I did. Only I think the first two where they're reading each other's looks on Drag Race. And they're both just so lovely. Violet is just, I don't know what to say about Violet, really. Her season 8 abdication look is the best drag look ever to me personally. And it was really interesting to hear her talk about the concept of it and what she wanted to communicate with it. Anyways, I adore her. I'll link it to you in the show notes. Do check it out. It's breathtaking. I've never seen anything like it before or after. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am @Strumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!